Archbishop Justin Badia Rama says this week's expected arrival in Juba of the three religious leaders at the same time demonstrates unity, and South Sudanese should see it as a message to unite despite their differences.
To me, the first thing I would like the religious leaders to tell the people of South Sudan is, of course, to remind them of the Christian faith, that they live their life up to the standards of Christian faith, demonstrating the values of love, the values of forgiveness, the values of repentance, if there's anything, and then the values of forgiving one another and living as children of God.
In April 2019, Archbishop Arama witnessed Pope Francis kiss the feet of President Salva Kiir, Vice President Riek Machar, and Vice President Rebecca Nyandeng during a Vatican retreat, and urged the leaders to bring peace to South Sudan and end the suffering of its people. Arama says, since that time, he has seen a slight improvement.
The level of trust between our leaders has increased, and I can see all of them now staying in Juba, which is a positive thing, and we thank God for that. The only thing is the political will to give themselves to implement the agreement is what is lacking, and I believe the coming of these three religious leaders will give them a push to commit themselves to full implementation.
Arama urged citizens to cleanse their hearts in preparation for the visit of the three religious leaders.
We prepare our hearts by cleaning our hearts, putting our life in order, avoiding this continued spirit of violence and the spirit of revenge. We put all those aside, or we throw them away totally. That is the first preparation I would encourage all South Sudanese to make, even within families, with neighbors, and all over the Payam or county. We should all prepare and promote, increase our love for one another, and forgive one another as they come.
Arama also urged South Sudanese to clean the environment and keep it that way in villages and towns across the country. The church leaders are visiting South Sudan again as what Britain's Guardian newspapers call the backdrop of potential tensions over LGBTQ+ rights. Prior to the visit, both Pope Francis and Archbishop Welby have risked annoying South Sudanese political and church leaders with a statement about same-sex marriage that ran contrary to the far more conservative views that are common in South Sudan. The Guardian cites an interview with Pope Francis in which he said laws that criminalize homosexuality were unjust and called on the Catholic Church to work to put an end to such laws. Sex between men is illegal in South Sudan and theoretically punishable by sentence of up to 14 years in prison and a hefty fine. The Guardian quotes Archbishop Welby as saying he was extremely joyful at the prospect of Church of England clergy blessing couples in same-sex marriages, even though he will not personally offer such blessings for the sake of unity in the global Anglican Church. Responding to a question from a reporter in Juba about the government's reaction to the Pope's comments on same-sex marriage, South Sudan Information Minister Michael McQuay had this to say.
Our constitution is very clear. It says marriage is between opposite sex. Any marriage of people of equal sex is a crime. Is a constitutional crime. So if he is coming here and he tells us that marriage of the same sex is legal, we'll say no.
Pope Francis arrives in Juba late Friday and returns to the Vatican on Sunday after celebrating Mass in the South Sudan's capital. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.